good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Thanks for joining us today on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm joined by Emmy Award-winning journalist and television host Elizabeth Vargas, who joins us this morning. Of course, you remember Elizabeth for many years at ABC News, hosting 2020, ABC News, World News Tonight. Of course, a frequent host of Good Morning America. She's now on News Nation, brand new show on News Nation. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about the new slot on News Nation and why you're excited about this.
I'm really excited. I'm hosting an hour-long show every night at 6 o'clock Eastern Time called Elizabeth Vargas Reports. Yes, I know it's not an original name, but we tried. It's what we came up with. And we're going to go in-depth on all the biggest stories of the day, interview the newsmakers as well as analysts to provide hopefully thoughtful, in-depth analysis. The context and the nuance around the big stories of the day in a way that isn't highly partisan. I think, you know, we have a cable news network that serves the 10% of American that identifies as far right and another one that serves the 10% that identifies far left. And there's the 80% in the middle who are center right or center left. And that's the audience we're going after.
Yeah, give me an idea, because obviously there's a lot of competition in the cable news network world, as you know, coming from ABC to now News Nation. What are your thoughts moving ahead now with this particular hour show on how you can make this different, how the Elizabeth Vargas show, the program itself, Elizabeth Vargas Reports on News Nation, can stand out among all the cable network competition out there?
I think we just want to make it as smart as we can every single night, as smart and as fair. I think that actually there is a lot out there, but a lot of it is very polarizing. I don't know about you, but I don't like listening to people shout at each other or to try and force their political talking points on me. I don't like to be told what to think, and we're not going to do that with our audience. This is not an opinion show. It's the newscast of record for News Nation, and it's a brand new cable news network. We have, you know, we've got our work cut out for us. We're the only cable news network that's growing, which is good news. But listen, when CNN started, it took years to build an audience. Fox News, you know, 2 years after it launched, was still referred to as, quote, the little watched Fox News. So, and it's now a behemoth. So we're patient, and I think that if we do a smart show every night, that the audience will find us.
Yeah, the interesting thing about cable news, as you know, when it started out, if you know, you remember when CNN started out, it was just reporting the news. It wasn't a lot of discussion. It wasn't
right.
The analysts joining. I mean, you didn't need somebody to sit down as an anchor and then have seven different analysts talk about different sides of the story. I think sometimes people want to get back to just the reporting of the news. Do you kind of feel the same way about that?
I do feel that people, I can only speak as a news consumer and what I have observed. I think that people don't want to be told what to think. And I think that sometimes when you have these long, massive panel discussions on some of these news networks, these cable news networks, they do devolve into partisan talking points. I think that if you have smart people talking about what's happening and providing nuance and context, it might be interesting for people to put in, make sense of what just happened. But this is going to be a news show. This is not an opinion show. We are not going to tell you what to think. We're going to let our audience draw their own conclusions.
Yeah, and I think, Elizabeth, that's very refreshing. That's got to be very refreshing to people who are viewing your show, Elizabeth Vargas Reports on News Nation. What do you think is the greatest challenge, though, in this day and age where the nation seems to be so polarized politically, and that translates into social and economic issues as well and cultural issues? What do you think are the biggest challenges to present news to the general public, to the people who are the consumers out there? What's the biggest challenge for you as a reporter?
I think the challenge is just to present it all thoughtfully and to not resort into the old tropes of, you know, extreme partisan talking points. I mean, I just interviewed your governor, Chris Sununu, yesterday about his thoughts on what was happening, not only with obviously the historic arrest and indictment of former President Donald Trump, but also his plans possibly to jump into the race for the Republican nomination for president and different issues, you know, his thoughts on Ukraine, for example, on the fact that there's a big battle going on within the Republican Party on whether to keep arming Ukraine. So I just think it's important to talk to smart people and give them a platform to explain their points of view. And people who do so who are not extreme left or extreme right. And if, you know, for some reason somebody is newsworthy who does have that extreme point of view, it's important to always to counterbalance that. It really is.
Yeah, we just had the governor on as well. And of course, everybody wants to know if he's going to throw his hat into the ring for 2024. He's on his own schedule.
I don't think there's any doubt he's going to do it, I think. Don't you?
I don't know. I don't know how he, I don't know what lane he's going to be in when he throws his hat into the ring, if he does. He's a guy that he's not a big fan of Washington, Elizabeth, if you haven't found that out yet. He's not a big fan of Washington. So we'll see.
That's a bonus, don't you think?
I do think it is as well. A lot of people here would love to see him do that. There's no doubt in my mind that he will not run for a fifth term as governor here in New Hampshire, but we'll see.
Amazing.
Four
terms as governor.
Yeah. Quite amazing. Very popular governor. In fact, his approval ratings today, I think, were 62% by the latest political polls.
Yeah. Well, I can see why.
Yeah.
He keeps winning and why you all like him so much.
Yeah. Elizabeth, thank you for joining me today here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Elizabeth Vargas joining us this morning, and she is host of Elizabeth Vargas Reports on News Nation, and that is at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Check it out tonight. Thank you, Elizabeth. Be well.
Okay. Thank you.